Deception, fraud, and dishonesty. These are the words that Dawood Ahmad uses to sum up a local government rehabilitation policy that allowed him to return home to Indian-controlled Kashmir after spending 22 years in Pakistan.
The promises they made that we can come and get rehabilitation here, we haven't gotten anything. We haven't even been able to get our kids admitted into schools. My oldest son still has not gotten into school.
At the age of 15, Ahmad crossed into Pakistan-controlled Kashmir in 1990 at the start of the armed insurgency. He says he spent 1 month in a Pakistani training camp before he went to live with his uncle in the city of Rawalpindi. There, he married, had children, and ran his own shop. Ahmad says he returned to Indian-controlled Kashmir's main town of Srinagar last year to see his mother and start a new life in his homeland. It's a decision he says he regrets.
Authorities here say at least 300 people, including families like this one, have crossed back into Indian-controlled Kashmir from Pakistan as part of the so-called rehabilitation program.
Indian-controlled Kashmir's Chief Minister Omar Abdullah announced the policy in 2010 to allow militants who allegedly trained in Pakistan-controlled Kashmir to return home through Nepal. Tanveer Sadiq is the Chief Minister's political secretary.
They were misguided. They went to the Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, and then they wanted to return back because they felt that gun is not the solution. And at times, you know, when you're misguided, you don't know what you do. So we wanted to provide them a platform, a way to come back to their homes and be with their family.
Sadiq concedes there have been issues with implementing the new policy, but that problems with school admission are being worked out. He emphasizes that while the men are promised help, such as loans, they are not guaranteed employment. Former militant Ehsan ul-Haq has been working in his brother's shoe store in Srinagar for the last year, after spending 23 years in Pakistan. He says both India and Pakistan have failed to keep their promises for peace, leaving people on both sides of the line of control to suffer.
The son may be here. The father may be there. This is all the same place. It just happens to be divided in two. We want the end of this dividing line.
While these men say they now want to go back to their lives in Pakistan, more than 1,000 others in Pakistan have applied for the rehabilitation program in hopes of returning home to Indian-controlled Kashmir. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Srinagar.